I was dead from wrong, and I'll die in here again.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our current events broadcast. I hope everybody is doing well. Be sure to check out our website at lowercase letters www.defenders.com. And for those of you new just tuning in, we also have a website, which is what I just said. Check it out. It's amazing. Subscribe. Be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Just know before you hit that join button that we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout everything we do here in the Defender 7. We're also live on MeWe. Click on Community. I'm sorry. Scroll down. Defender 7. Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Now, tonight's broadcast, in case you haven't noticed, that number to call is area code 914-205-5773. Just know that we accept all opinions and thoughts here. That's why I'm opening up the radio waves. Just know, don't be disrespectful or we'll cut you off. But we would love to hear everybody's side on what's going on here in the United States and around the world. Now, if you're too shy to call in, we also have our blog talk radio chat room live during our broadcast. So either way, come on in, please. Also, if you want to chat, unanimously or reach out to any one of us, you can do so by reaching out to us. Our radio show not only goes nationwide, but it also goes global. So come on in, chat with us. I am now opening up calling lines. So call 914-205-5773. Again, we are now live. Suppose I'm by myself. That's okay. But anywho, call in. Let us know what you think with your thoughts, your own opinions on what's going on around our states and around the world. It's happening big time. I just pray and hope everybody's ready for it here in the USA. So to start off tonight, I guess I'm the only one here, so therefore, you know, what are your thoughts on Roe versus Wade? And what's your thoughts on what our so-called president is doing and has been doing throughout this whole time? I would love to hear somebody come in here and tell me what their thoughts are. Now, I open up this platform tonight, especially not only for conservatives, for Democrats to have an adult conversation / debate on what's going on. Come on, people. I'm here by myself. Come on and check in. Guess not. I'm the only one here, so I'll start out. My own personal feeling and my own aspect of everything that's been going on is it's dragging not only us, but our country underground. I'm not happy. I'm very sad that nobody sticks up for their own country and their own position on the country. That messes me up. especially when we put it out every week out of our Defender 7 Patriot, American Patriot group, that nobody's responded. And not the same old people that keep on coming in and giving the reviews, what's or not. We're here, people. Come in and share your thoughts, your opinions on what's going on, good or bad, right or left. But just be respectful. That's all we ask. Again, we are the Defender 7 Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Please check out our website and subscribe at www.defender7.com. 100% of all proceeds from sales from our stores and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. $1, $2, $5, it don't matter. Whatever you can afford. This helps us to help you and your communities in a time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. I'm sad to say that I'm still alone right here on the radio show. But for tonight's broadcast and all the broadcasts we do here on Blog Talk Radio, that number to call is area code 914-205-5773. Again, to participate, area code 914-205-5773. Come on, people. Come on in here and share your thoughts, your opinions, and anything that's going on. Oh, who Hello? Is this? Who is this?
I lost track of time.
Yeah.
My nosy neighbors was over.
Yeah, right.
Hello?
And you're not here yet?
What?
You're not here yet?
I had one more thing I had to do quick. I'm leaving right away in the morning.
Awesome. Can't wait to see you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I figure I better come now because Ralph is getting in kind of bad shape, so.
Right.
We'll do one more round. Let him get tormented by the devil dog.
Right. You can't wait to see it.
Yeah. Yep. I need to get out and do something. I got to look for some stuff when I get down there, too, that I can't find here. You get to be my shopping. You get to be my shopping bitch.
Hey, that's wrong with me, but it's your truck.
Huh?
Excuse
Smoke
me.
Smoke another one. Oh, shit.
I'm trying. Oh. But you get to drive, though, this time.
You just got a point where I got to go.
That's fine. You're still my chaperone, bitch.
Yeah. Where is everybody?
I have no clue. I have no clue, but I'm really getting pissed off.
Why?
Well, because, you know, usually we tune in tonight and everybody and their brother is here. Nobody's anywhere.
Huh. I thought I heard Kim on there.
Nah. That was all me.
Oh. Yeah. Well, what the hell?
That's what I'm saying. So you want a cheesesteak, a Philly cheesesteak, huh?
I want a Philly cheesesteak.
As long as you don't wreck it and put horseradish sauce on it.
Sometimes you just need the burn. Huh, weather season even on.
No, nobody is.
Wow.
Come on, people. Mm-hmm. Call 914-205-5773. It's your turn. Come on in here. Talk to us.
Yeah. Yeah, because I can't come up with stuff for 2 hours. I'm lucky if I last a minute.
That's tough to be you. Too much information.
Yep. Trying to get my smokes rolled up. Or a shit ton of them. Yeah, yep. So is the spare room still open?
Always.
Okay. I might swing by and pick up that. I've seen this air mattress for like $40 that comes with the pump and everything. And I've been wanting to get one anyway, so. And I know it'll be cheaper here than in South Carolina. So I should have grabbed it when I was there, but I was just kind of,
Right.
No.
But either way, we still have the cot.
Yeah, well, Rolf ain't going to fit on the cot. I'll end up sleeping on the floor anyway.
Uh-huh. Right. Right.
The fat ass. And I decided I was just bringing my camping stuff with just to be on the safe side. We should take the kids. We should camp out somewhere with the kids.
Oh, yeah. I would love that.
Or take them fishing or something.
Oh, yeah.
I can see Addison totally getting into that, and then Kate's going to hate me because she's going to keep, let's go fishing. Let's go fishing.
That's on her.
Or at least go spend the day down at the park.
Oh, yeah.
That one you showed me that's not too far from your place. On the river, I think it's...
I totally agree.
Or go camp out on that property of Stevens.
Yeah, we can do that too.
And I hope we'll wing it. So, other than me going on another adventure, what else do you want to talk about? What's going on in current events? Because I have not been paying attention.
Mommy, tell me about the birds and the bees, please.
What?
Oh,
wow. I can't believe. Oh, this is just messed up. Well,
I know.
Let me go over and see what's going on in Newsbreak. Dude, my phone just sucks. It's going to be a miracle I even get to your place. Geraldo Rivera calls Fox News colleague Greg Gutfeld an insulting punk in argument over abortion. Scientists make breakthroughs stopping the spread of cancer by repurposing drugs. I told you guys. I said this a while ago. I said, you watch. With COVID out and it causing so many health issues, the cancer is going to suddenly be cured. And there it is. Oh, where did it go? Uh-oh. 5 million to 14 million Americans could lose Medicaid coverage when COVID-19. My phone will load. $5 million to $14 million Americans could lose Medicaid coverage when COVID-19 pandemic ends.
Yep, it's just like down here, we've had over, I want to say, 8 fighter jets sitting on a tarmac at an hour airport, civilian airport, and for the past 2 days, they've been flying off there and flying low over communities.
Huh. Are they spraying shit?
No. These are strictly fighter jets.
Why are they flying low?
Question is where did they get ThreatCon from?
Where are they getting what?
The ThreatCon. The ThreatCon.
What's that?
From.
What's that?
It means we were threatened by something.
Oh.
Seriously, ask Kate. They only live a half mile from our airport. Because she was asking me, and I said, obviously, there's a threat. Because they wouldn't not have deployed from that airport unless there was some type of threat.
Right.
And we're not the only state that is experiencing this.
Really?
New?
Yeah, the helicopters have been flying low here. Not all the time. I just heard one go by a little while ago.
They're looking for that.
That could be.
No, but seriously though, even over here, they picked up bombing again. Not only from 11 p.m. until 7 a.m., they're bombing all through the night, and you're hearing all the aircraft go over us.
Well, maybe I should stay home.
Hell no. Because then I got to fight Stephanie and Savannah off me. Because all Stephanie keeps saying is, I want to see my Ralph. I want to see my Ralph.
Oh, really? Tell him
oh,
I'm
yeah.
not bringing him.
No, you tell them. I got to live here.
Uh-oh, tater tot recall issued. I just bought some tater tots, too.
Oh, of course, they're going to come up with all kinds of shit on everything, food-wise.
Oh, I know. The brand is Foodstuffs.
Right, because nobody's believing anything they're saying.
Right.
So here's Stephanie, Lorna.
Wow.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi. What do you want?
I'm gonna leave Ralph home.
No, you're not. You're gonna bring that dog with you. You better bring that dog with you.
Oh my God, he would drive Sam Mary nuts if I lost him.
No. He comes. I need Ralph.
Damn. So what she's saying is that she just wants to see your dog.
No, I'm gonna see her too, but I need Ralph.
I think I've been here about six months, or is it 6 months? Beginning of November, December, January, February, March, April, May.
Fuck
yeah,
like
six
that.
Months. So it's a 6 month break. So
yeah,
the
we
next
need
6 months.
Out.
And in 6 months, now you guys got to come down here.
Okay, I'll try to do that.
He just don't want to see Buttercup.
Oh God, don't.
I know.
Oh, we didn't. Lorna, we didn't tell her that. We were waiting to the last minute. Buttercup's coming to see her this weekend.
Well, guess what? Me and Ralph are going somewhere else.
Because Savannah was saying that earlier. Hey, tell mommy that Lorna's big surprise is that she's bringing Uncle Thad with her.
Did you see that Biden is ordering the flags to be flown at half staff because of beginning immediately until sunset on Monday, May 16th as a mark of a respect and remembrance of the 1 million American lives lost to COVID-19.
Yeah, I saw that book, BS.
Yeah.
That's what it is, BS.
Yep.
I still can't see that there's nobody, and I mean nobody, on this broadcast tonight with us.
Really? We don't
nope.
Even have any listeners?
Nope.
You know, I find that kind of odd because when I first called in, it said, hold on and you can listen to the show, blah-de-da. And it was complete silence.
Right.
And that's kind of screwed up. Oh, panic explosion in Chinese cities as the sky turns blood red. Well, that's a sign from God.
Yep.
And it was in eastern China, close to Shanghai. and doesn't it was a sign from the gods that something terrible is about to take place. Well, it should take place in China. They're the ones who started all this shit, along with some of our leaders that went there to help them.
Right.
Oh, the meteorologist experts tried to give more logistical reasoning to calm everyone, they mentioned that this phenomenon is created by heavy fog combined with very low clouds in the area. Well, how come we don't see more of that anywhere else? Because I've seen very heavy fog with low clouds and no red sky. They'll get theirs.
I can't believe that nobody except for us two are here.
I know. Now, remember the other day, Kim was talking about Tennessee has got a big shortage of formula. Now they're trying to freak everybody out, saying pediatricians warn families against DIY baby formula. Well, they used to do that back in the 60s and 70s, so.
Right.
They just want the babies to die since the abortion thing ain't working.
Again, it's all part of the population control.
Yep.
I mean,
coming this summer, spiking electricity bills plus blackouts. So it's getting more and more into it. Brazilian president tells Leonardo DiCaprio to keep his mouth shut after DiCaprio tweets about importance of Amazon rainforest.
which also brings back the question, you know, my own daughter that doesn't live but half a mile away from our metro airport, which had four on one side, four on the other side of fighter jets. And now all of a sudden they've deployed them. I mean, I am former military, but I'm not trying to read into every thing on this, but it only tells me one thing, is there's a threat somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, and I wonder if that don't have something to do with nobody being on. Maybe they tried to get on, and Zuckerberg isn't letting them.
True. Trying to control us all.
Yep.
Oh, gosh, wait. There's my second in command, Lieutenant General Christopher Weathers.
Slacker.
I just got off work, so I don't even want to hear it. It was 106 degrees inside my shop, so I don't want to hear it. I got
wah, wah, wah.
And then I had to deal with a bunch of other bullshit today, so.
And more whack.
I know. Oh. How about this, how about this president, boy?
Oh,
boy,
yeah.
Such a good job.
Oh, my gosh. That's the best president we've ever had in our lives.
I know. I love going to work and just putting all my checks into my gas tank every day. I love it. It's just awesome,
yep.
man. $105 to fill up my truck this morning. I love it. I love it. Oh.
Sending our fuel overseas, huh?
Yeah. Let's how about them barrels of oil prices? What do you guys think of all that?
Yeah, it's
shipping
up to 409 here.
Shit. It's 455 here.
That's, I think it's 519, I believe, for diesel.
Yeah, a buddy of mine, actually, he's a truck driver. He went to fill up his truck Monday. $999 and the pump shut off and didn't even fill up his truck.
Wow.
So $1,000 and he didn't even get his truck full. So tell me about it.
You.
And I did hear that Biden is now blaming Russia for the food shortage. And baby formula too. Isn't that great? Everything is everybody else's fault. You know, it's great.
Yeah, and now they're, I was just saying, now they're trying to put the scare in people not to go back to the old remedy from back in the 60s and 70s. They don't want them to make their own.
Kiss my ass. I'll do it anyway.
Exactly.
I mean, this is just, it's getting out of hand. And I seen on Trump's Telegram, he actually said that Biden is becoming another, what is it, Hoover with a recession, J. Edgar Hoover. So Biden's going to go down worse than J. Edgar Hoover. That was when, during the Depression and shit like that, for anybody who doesn't know their history.
I don't know my history. I'm guilty.
Right now, we are, these are the worst prices and inflation in 47 years, people. And it's happening all around the world. That's the sad part.
Well, China just got a warning from God.
Really?
Yeah, they got blood red skies over there.
Huh. Interesting.
They're trying to say it's some heavy fog and low clouds.
Mama, again,
yeah.
Are you talking about from the other week? Did it happen again?
I don't know. I didn't look at the date.
You never do, do you?
Sometimes when they get the shut.
You're right, Lorna. I heard that that's why they're locking over 300 million or 400 million people up and keeping quiet on how many are dying from COVID is because of that thing they have about heaven. If so many people die, it means that heaven doesn't want the leader, and they'll overthrow that guy or whatever his name is.
Well, here's the thing. Also, one other thing. There was 57 congressmen on the Republican side that voted no for the sending the billions of dollars overseas to Ukraine?
Correct.
But some of the senators, Republican and Democrat, said yes to it.
Yep. Oh, yeah. All of them. All of them but the 57.
No.
Here's something.
57 senators
said
did
no.
not vote. They voted no for it.
Correct. But that's okay. Did you hear tonight, today, Senator Rand Paul, he completely stopped it in the Senate. He's the only one. He said all he did was say that in order for me to approve this, there has to be oversight, and there is no oversight. So it's that put a kibosh in sending the $40 billion over.
Well, my opinion is we don't send a fucking thing to them.
Well, I understand that. I agree. Now, I'm still disgusted about the baby formula.
Yes, I heard about that, too. It's shortage for baby formulas, and parents are scared to death that they're not going to be able to feed their child.
No, no, no. You didn't see what I shared on Telegram. Okay, so in addition to the $40 billion that they want to send to Ukraine, they want to send pallets of baby formula and diapers, not to mention the pallets of baby formula and diapers that they have sent to the southern border for the illegal migrants.
That's why there are shortages in the supermarkets right now.
Correct. America comes last. America, it's our tax dollars, yet we come last every frickin' time.
Well, the only way we're going to stop it is take it from them. Stop giving them the power. But
I agree.
There's so many morons out here in this, and they're stealing the elections. You know, so I tell you,
there's that situation with the World Health Organization. Did you see what I shared about on that?
Yeah.
And I have a friend who, you know, he keeps on top. Originally, after the vote, it wasn't supposed to take place. It wasn't supposed to take effect until November. But now they're saying that once they pass the vote, that it'll take place, that it'll take effect immediately.
Well, here's what I got to say about that. Fuck them. They are not going to be able to enforce anything. They're also, they are voting against the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, I know.
And so everything that they're doing is...
Yeah, but the thing with the World Health thing is that Joe Biden is the one that sent them all this information. You know, he's the one that's proving it. And if Americans refuse, then they'll call in NATO, you know, the NATO forces, to force people to come in and force people to do stuff. And I'm like, they're just looking for war. They can't go to war.
Well, I just come across an article right now that says Russia threatens full-fledged nuclear war with NATO.
Good for them. You know, I mean, the whole point of having nuclear weapons is to stop people from attacking you. That was the whole point of the nuclear thing. You say, okay, you got nuclear weapons, I got nuclear weapons. Let's just agree not to attack each other with them. And NATO is not backing off because it's backed by the United States. They want a war. They want a world war. They want dead bodies. This is,
Bobby,
they're pushing.
Bobby.
Yeah.
How was the NATO forces when we were in?
Well, yeah, you guys probably took the
That's a big joke in itself.
Yeah. I know.
Sure you, I'm sure American veterans could kick their asses. But the problem is that
they would
cause a lot of problems.
Let me tell you something about NATO. If they invite them over to the United States to try and force people to do anything, I'm going to tell you right now, they will be dead and running for the borders to get out of America. I'll tell you that right now.
I believe you. but it's going to be annoying.
There is way too many people with guns that will not stand for it.
I know.
So
I'm just saying
what
their plans are.
You can read all that shit and take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I'm just telling you this is what their plans are. They're trying to cause chaos. You know, like what's going on with Russia.
I think it's hilarious because it's going to lose.
I agree.
I think it's funny as shit. NATO forces. What a joke.
I agree that they will lose, but that doesn't mean that it's not going to cause problems.
Yeah, it's going to be cause problems for them. Bobby knows. NATO forces ain't shit.
Nope.
They really ain't.
They're a target practice.
Damn right. Oh, I just think it's funny as shit.
Well, I'm just telling you what they've got going around. The remember, I know that this is a war between good and evil. It doesn't really matter what mankind and their governments do. At the end of the day, God's winning. That's all I know. You know, and so I'm not stressing about it. It's just my patience. I have very little patience, and I just wish that the shit would hit the fan and get it over with. You all know that something's gonna happen. It's gonna happen soon. It's just patience waiting for it to happen.
Well, I agree with you 100% on that. But there's going to be a whole lot of suffering before
it
happens.
I know.
People better be prepared spiritually also.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, did you hear that they are pushing suicides in Canada?
Yep.
And in Vermont, they're handing out assisted suicide medication over the phone.
I haven't heard that.
Yes, there was a big article on it. So you can now get assisted suicide medicine over the phone. So I'm like, so how do you prove that the person that's ordering the medicine is the one it's for, and it's not somebody wanting to kill their mother-in-law?
I know, Jalen.
Right.
I mean, this whole country is gone to shit.
Yep.
And all these stupid-ass snowflake liberals and new generation is playing right into it.
Yep.
And they're the cause of it.
The same thing. They're not concerned with somebody leaking a draft from February, or the fact that protesters are 100% absolutely breaking the law that is on the book by protesting outside those judges' houses.
Well, I don't know. I don't have the answers. All I know is I'm so ready just to go off grid. It's not even funny. Throw my phone in the in the lake or river and be gone. And that ain't no joke. That's the way I honestly feel. Right now, the way the prices are, you can't afford to go to the grocery store. I don't care how much money you make.
Right.
You can't afford to drive anywhere. People won't be able to afford to go on vacations. They're saying by midsummer, gas will be up to $10 a gallon in the Midwest.
And I'm already having to put my vacation off until like June, you know, and by then I have a feeling I won't be able to afford it.
Well, as I said, right now it's costing me almost $200 a week in gas.
Holy
for my
shit.
Truck. So, this shit ain't funny anymore about these gas prices, and it's really pissing me off.
And it's just going to get worse.
Start being self-dependent on ourselves instead of these motherfuckers overseas. I don't give a fuck what the president, what Congress, whether you're a Republican, Democrat, I don't give two fucks.
He just shut down. He just shut down even more leases because he said they're not being used. So he shut down like a million acres.
He's an idiot and a douchebag. He's making a food shortage. He's making a gas shortage. He is destroying America daily.
Yes, on purpose.
And
it's on purpose.
We are letting it happen. Until we stand up and we take it back, nothing's going to happen. We will be invaded.
Everybody's waiting for November, Chris. I don't think we have that long, dude.
We're not going to be able to make it till November.
That's what I say, but everybody tells me I'm being, you know, too pessimistic. I think I'm being
realistic.
We're
not going to make it.
But at any rate, it's crazy what the heck is going on. And
Hey, Bobby.
Yeah.
Are you drinking?
Hell yeah, I am.
He's got to drink because he knows I'm. He's got to drink. He's got to be ready for me to come here tomorrow.
Oh shit!
Oh my God, you're going there tomorrow? Oh boy.
I know I'm dead.
Oh, boy. I feel sorry for you, Bobby. Well,
yep, this is going to be my only chance to go out there, I'm sure, so I'm going to do it now while I still can.
Yeah,
honest to God, people, I don't think the way the economy is right now with inflation and getting all the prices of food, people better start prepared. If you're not prepared by now, you're going to be too late.
Yeah, I agree.
You better learn your medicinal medicine and plants. You better know what's edible because here soon people are going to be going very hungry and they will come after whoever has food, water, whatever. so you all better be prepared.
And also electricity. Did you hear they're already talking about rolling brownouts across the country?
Yeah, I heard that shit, too. Fuck that, too. I don't need electricity anyway.
I don't either, but I'm just saying.
I know how to survive.
Yeah,
what did
just,
our forefathers do?
Yeah, it's just they have become so dependent on China. I mean, you know, they didn't listen to Trump. They didn't listen to anybody.
That's because 90% of Washington, D.C. is bought and paid for.
But, yeah,
what they
including,
can buy in their own pockets.
Including
they,
the GOP.
All of them. All of it.
Yep.
GOP ain't shit. GOP,
yep. No, I agree.
They can suck a big bag of dicks. They're the elitist. All they're the ones who control all the money. Worldwide. Yep. So, you know,
like I said,
we've talked about this shit till we're blue in the face, but people still don't believe. They still don't listen to what we have to say. So, same way with the Defender 7.
Have you seen 2,000 Mules? Yeah, even though the evidence, you know, they used the phone pings in order to get everybody that participated in January 6th. But yet,
I don't need to watch a fucking movie to tell that it was fucking rigged. I don't need to watch a movie. I have not seen it.
I'm just saying that they are saying that the same science, the same technology that they used to prove the shit that's in the movie is what they used to pick up all the January 6th people, but yet they're saying it's not accurate or it's not good information when it goes against what they want. You know what I mean?
Oh, naturally.
So it's just, huh? Yeah.
Naturally.
Yeah. So, you know, that's why I'm saying I personally, you know, don't really think that if we even make it to November, which I don't think we will, that the red wave, whether it comes or not, is going to do any good.
Our entire government is corrupt. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. And that's with every government worldwide. The governments are all corrupt.
Yep.
I'm calling it how I see it.
And you can't even get people from the other side to talk to you about it.
I don't give a fuck about them. They'll be the first dumbasses to get shot when the shit starts.
But it's I just mean Bobby keeps asking for people to call in. You know, people from the other side, let's hear what you've got to say. Let's debate this. But they won't because they don't have a good argument.
Well,
they're a bunch of pussies.
That's good.
There's fuck, and I've said that to even about some of the people in our group because then nobody ever participates. They're there just for information. That's it.
Amen to that, brother.
Me and Bobby's talked about this I don't know how many freaking times. No matter what we do or say, it's never going to change.
No.
Until it happens to them, then they want the help. Guess what?
Yeah.
It ain't going to happen.
Yep.
Ain't going to happen. Until it comes on their front porch. Nope. Nobody cares. Everybody is for themselves anymore. They don't care about veterans being homeless, people needing help. They don't care until it happens to them. Then they'll be begging for the help.
Yep.
It's those that have the least that seem to give the most.
Well, you know, you can't tell me out of all of the members that we have and people that we have in this world that you can't afford a dollar.
Right.
I call bullshit on it. I don't give a fuck what kind of situation you're in. You can afford a dollar.
Oh, I agree. I'm constantly giving to different things.
We're not a fly-by-night group, but people are making it to where we can't help nobody because nobody's doing nothing.
I know. Kim has been every thing she's on, she's mentioning it. You know, asking people to donate even if it's only a dollar. So, you know.
Well, we can keep saying this until we're blue in the face. Nobody's going to do it.
Oh.
They don't care. That's the thing, because it's not on their doorstep. They don't need the help right now. But I tell you right now, here soon, people are going to be begging for help. Guarantee it.
Yeah, but you should you don't wait for it to be needed to give it. You should always, I don't know. I guess because of the way I grew up, I know what it's like to need. So whenever I have extra, I try and give the different things because I know what it's like to need. You know what I mean? And I wish these people would understand that you don't wait until you need to help out because, it doesn't cost anything to give a couple of bucks.
Well, you're right, but people don't care. Well, on that note, I'm home. And I got swamp ass, and I'm going to take me a shower, eat, and...
Oh, you got a swamp ass, all right.
Man, I tell you what, it was a hot son of a bitch in that plant today.
Now, it sucks to be you.
It does. On that note, y'all, have a good night. God bless y'all.
Hey, wait a minute, bro. Savannah said because you're Tinkerbell. Your Tinkerbell ass.
You stink. You got princess ass.
I know I stink. I can smell myself.
And you fart pink seed dust.
Oh shit. Tell FedEx to go find her real bad.
That actually
did the house. All right, y'all. God bless. Y'all have a good night.
Chris.
Good night.
All right, brother.
So every time I turn around, it's rain. We get rain. We've been getting so much rain here lately and cold weather. Well, no, actually, we're starting to get more warmer weather, but the rain is crazy.
Yeah, they're getting some weird storms back home again, too.
Mm. Did you see, and in South Dakota, there's a really bad sandstorm right now. Mm-hmm. 90-mile winds blowing up dust and sand. You know, it's like here in Lancaster, I think we're getting too much rain for the farms, but, what do I know? It's just like it's rained every freaking weekend, 4 or 5 days a week, it seems. So, but it's crazy. And prices, of course, are going up. Gas is disgusting.
Sure they are.
Oh, Bill Gates test positive for COVID.
Yeah, that was, I think, yesterday.
That could be. I don't look at this stuff all that often.
You should look. Yeah, I downloaded Bunia's thing. It's a I don't know what the heck. It's a news gathering app. So you know how, you know, there's all this news that we don't see because it's not in mainstream media, and big tech buries it. So like here in Pennsylvania, there's this candidate. Her name's Catherine Barnett. And a lot of stories about her being buried, except for one, you know, saying bad things about her. It just pulls up all the stories, not just from mainstream media, but from small towns, you know. The stories that don't, you know, get posted on when you Google stuff. So... You know, like there's a staffing shortage at hospitals. They can't hire enough people. Chicago lost 900 police officers this year. Is it 900? But only hired 51. So it's like that's a big difference. You know, but those are not stories that they want people to know about. So stories like that, but you should check it out. It's called MXM News. I mean, I'm not on it all the time, but I get things pop up. I'm going to have to close my windows. My sister just complained she can hear me. Yeah. So, if she can hear me, then the neighbors can too. And heaven forbid the neighbors know that, you know.
We'll tell them all, close your windows and snowflakes.
Right? No, my windows are open. Theirs are probably closed because they got air conditioning on. I don't like air conditioning, so I had my windows open instead. So not a problem. I'll just close everything. Yeah.
So why are you going to visit Bobby, Lorna?
Because I'm not going to get a chance to go.
Because she misses me, and I'm her mister. I'm her sugar daddy.
Yeah, I want Philly cheesesteak.
Philly cheesesteak in North Carolina.
South Carolina.
No.
I corrected myself.
I keep telling you. You keep saying North Carolina. I'm in South Carolina.
I know. I corrected myself. I don't know why. What? Huh.
But I'm more than sugar daddy.
I'm waiting for payment.
Okay, so I closed my windows and turned on my air conditioner. That should hopefully cut down the sound.
I don't think I said
anything bad. I mean, you know.
What's that?
I said, I don't think I said anything bad that got overheard. I don't say bad things about people.
Oh, you're ornery. Yes, you said so many bad things.
Right. I know. Anytime you say anything against this regime, it's like, you know, It's crazy. Yeah, it's just, you know, I'm just tired of it all, I guess. Ugh, loud.
Well, I thought that was Lorna blowing.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do about vacation. I still got to get my camper inspected. So before I can even go anywhere. Not to mention that because of my job, you know, I'm in offices all by myself. So if the other person takes a vacation, I can't take one while they take one. So, you know, by the timing and everything, there's not even going to be available time for me to take a vacation until June. And that's if I can get my camper inspected. And by then, gas is probably going to be up around $6, $7 a gallon.
Right.
You know, I just seen
a thing on here that Biden said he's going to start dropping food prices.
He has no control over that. How is he going to drop food prices?
I have no idea. Don't kill the messenger. That's what I read.
No. I'm not you. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, he has some of the stupidest ideas. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
Mm-mm.
Morning. No. Maria. Yeah.
Hi.
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 Hi,
Mama.
Hi, Sabana.
Sorry, Maria. That's my daughter.
Hey, I just seen that hackers are starting to target the EV charging stations. Another reason to get an electric car.
Wait, who is that?
You have right. You just hook it up to your freaking, your wheel.
My new car gets better gas mileage than my old one, but still towing the camper cuts it almost in half. So, you know, if I do go anywhere, it's not going to be far. Crazy. What the hell? And interest rates are going sky high. And
yes. Everything is.
And they want us, you know, and the thing with the baby formula, they want... Saki is blaming people who hoard. And now, I don't have any babies, but even I know baby formula that has a very short shelf life. You really can't hoard it. I think the longest it lasts is maybe 3 months.
Right.
6 months max. You know, that's not hoarding if you get enough food for 3 to 6 months.
No.
I'm like, that's smart shopping. I'm like, you know, that's probably what most people do normally, you know. But at any rate, and then Pelosi's talking about price gouging, all the price gouging on food and gas. That's why the prices are so high. I'm like, what price gouging?
No.
It's called inflation because they keep printing money, which devalues it, and then spending it on stupid shit that we get no returns on.
Thank you. Yes.
feel like, you know, people need to use, what the hell happened to common sense?
It went out the window.
Yeah, I know. They threw it out. They threw it out with baby. They threw the baby out with bathwater type of thing. I'm like, you know, and I listen to some of these women when they argue their body, their choice, you know, and the violence and everything. It's just crazy. That's why, you know, people say, well, why don't you go out and do the polls, or why don't you go out and get involved? And I'm like, because I don't believe it's the answer. I'm not going to participate in something when I don't think it's the answer. I, you know, I mean, yes, I am paying attention to the politicians. I mean, I can't vote until November anyway. I can't vote in primary because I'm registered nonpartisan. But I am paying attention. And, yes, I will vote in November because the more of us that get out and vote, the more noticeable the cheating will be. And, you know, but I really don't know that we're going to make it to November without something else happening. I mean, look at, like Chris was saying, about Putin threatening to use nuclear weapons. And though I don't want him to, good for him that he, I mean, that's the whole point. There's supposed to be a deterrent. If NATO ignores that threat, it means that NATO, which is controlled mostly by the United States, wants a war. They want a nuclear war. That's the whole thing. That's what people don't realize. The only way Putin will use nuclear weapons is if he has no choice, because, I mean, think about it. If he uses nuclear weapons, it's going to come back to Russia. You know, those winds, you know, there's these things called wind currents. You know, it'll eventually get back to Russia. The same thing, the guy in North Korea is sending missiles into the Japan thing just before Biden's coming to South Korea. You don't think that's a threat? That he's not saying, look what I got. You better, you know, watch what you do over in South Korea.
Of course not.
China.
Because you're a Democrat.
Yeah. Huh?
Of course not. Because he's a Democrat.
Right. And China already owns the White House. I mean, look, we can't send any weapons. It's going to take at least 2 years before we have the weapons to send to Taiwan because we sent them all to Ukraine. And Lord knows where they went from there. And, right. You know, or destroyed, this is just a way for the Democrats to put money back in their pockets or their friends' pockets, because Ukraine is so corrupt, and, you know, it is crazy, you know, I am just glad that Rand Paul, that Senator Rand was able to stop the money going over there. You know, one senator is all it took to stop it. You know, and now there's this World Health Organization vote. What the hell is going to happen with that? You know, especially since, you know, all of them are saying how we're still in a pandemic. They don't want to give up their power.
Exactly. Controlled.
Yep. You know, and I listened to some of the GOP people, and not the politicians, but I meant, you know, people who, you know, and I listened to what it is that they want, and I'll argue with them too. I'm like, you know, like everybody's saying that we have to. That here in Pennsylvania, we must vote for Dr. Oz because Trump is supporting him. And I'm like, excuse me? I said, I'm not for authoritarianism. I don't care who's in charge.
Right.
Yeah. You know, just because they're doing things that I approve of doesn't mean I want them forced on people because that's what I want. It's still wrong. Free speech is free speech. Everybody should be able to say whatever they want as long as it is not promoting violence or crime. You know what I mean? Like, if I want to get online and say, and somebody, well, I wouldn't do this. If somebody wants to get online and say they hate Jewish people, fine. I don't give a shit. As long as you're not saying go and burn them or kill them. You know what I mean? If somebody wants to say they hate Christians, okay, fine. I don't care. As long as you're not threatening to harm them. That's called free speech. You know, I mean, and Elon Musk, that's what he said. He said free, he goes, free speech is when you allow people you don't like to say things you don't like. Besides, don't you want to know what your enemies are thinking?
Sure.
That's why I'm like, you know, people, these, I have a client, he's an American citizen. He's been here for a very long time, but he still has a very strong accent. He's from Africa, I think, Nigeria. And I'm pretty sure she's white. Mortgage person, and she won't answer his questions. She immediately gave me the answers, but she wouldn't give them to him. She won't explain things to him. I told him, I said, you should have dropped her and went somewhere else. You're about to build a house that costs almost $700,000. She should not be talking to you like this.
Right.
I don't understand. You know, I mean, but it's okay. We all judge. Everybody judges. It's human nature to judge. It's how we behave, despite what we think in our head, that makes us good or bad people. So that's why I want to know what is going on in somebody's head. Like, you know, the libs of TikTok? I don't know if you ever saw any of those videos. They doxed the woman who was, all she did was gather TikTok videos by liberals and share them. And they doxed her and they kept shutting her down for hate speech. And she's like, what hate speech? All I'm doing is reposting what these people made themselves. How is that hate speech? You know? And so I was going to sign up for this program, get a free bike. So we have a lot of programs here in Lancaster. And, you have to explain why, you know, you want to be, it's a build your own bike and you get to keep the bike at the end of the program. And, it's sliding scale. So if you don't have any money, it's free or you get a sponsor or whatever. And so I went online, I started filling out the application and then I had to stop. I couldn't. First, it's like, how do you identify? I'm like, you know, the he, him, she, her, they, them. I mean, there were like 15 different choices. And then what is your gender? You don't want to know how many choices there were for that one. What is your race? Now, luckily, the what is your race was normal. How old are you? That was okay.
But what is your, and then I'm thinking to myself, I'm a 58-year-old Christian white woman. What are the odds that I'm going to be able to qualify? You know what I mean? And then the final question that made me just decide not to do it. Are you okay with a blended class, or do you want a class with no men? I'm like, come again? I'm like, I am not woke. I don't think I want this. I said, I could use a bike, but I will save up my pennies, and I will figure out a way to get a used bike that will hold my weight. But if this is what you've got to go through, it's not for me. I wouldn't qualify anyway. I'm too normal. Other than being poor, I'm normal. I'm white. I'm female. I'm Christian. There's nothing unusual about me. But, it's an awesome program. My nephews got bikes there. They learned how to build bikes, and then they got their own bike. But, it's just, but I am going to get a part-time job in retail. Right now my job, I don't get to talk to any people. And I have no idea. I don't really have any idea what people in my community are thinking. And I don't think that's a wise move. I think I need to know, what people in my community are thinking.
Sure.
I mean, I know how the Amish feel. Oh, my God, do I know how the Amish feel. They hate Biden. I'm like, the Amish cannot stand Biden. They don't like what's going on. I have one client who he's gone off a few times, and this is an Amish guy, in order for them to go off like that, it's got to be bad. And yeah. It's crazy. But it is what it is. And then, we'll see. And my church, I don't know what the hell's going on with that because, like I was telling you guys the other week about them splitting. I don't understand. And then did you hear the Chinese arrested a Catholic cardinal? In Hong Kong?
Yes.
And the Catholic Church doesn't seem to be doing anything at all to help get him out?
He's a pedophile.
No, not this guy. Not all Catholic priests are bad. They're not all evil. They're not all pedophiles. That's like saying all police are, a racist type of thing.
Right.
He's in control of this fund, and he was helping bail out protesters, the people in Hong Kong who were protesting the Chinese government. So that's why he got arrested. But it seems that the Vatican is allowing China to pick their own Catholic bishop. And this cardinal is like, where is that a good thing?
Right.
They're like, oh, well, it's so that they don't arrest Chinese. Catholic. I said, no. And I'm thinking to myself when I heard this, so they're not arresting the Catholic Chinese. Instead, they're just writing down all their names so that when they get ready to round them up, they know who they all are. What's that? Who's microwaving?
Me.
What you making?
Coffee.
As in the Japanese alcohol drink?
No.
I already ate. I had pork steak from the other night at the grill.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, we'll see what happens. Things are just crazy, and I'll tell you. Oh, I have a friend. He gave me a video on how to make a homemade flamethrower with a gas can and some other stuff. Now, he also gave me instructions on how to make a thermite bomb. I didn't know they had whatever the hell that is. I'm like, I'm not doing any of that shit. What is that weird noise?
I'm rolling cigarettes.
Oh, you have an electric one. My boss,
no,
he has a...
No, no, that's her electric dildo.
Yeah. It'd be going a lot faster than that.
My one boss, he smokes and he rolls his own, and he has a machine, but it's manual. There's no mechanical part. I mean, you know, battery operated.
That's what she said.
That is like really weird sounding, Lorna. So here's something else. Many of you guys watch or follow Richard Citizen. Richard is a journalist on Telegram.
No.
So he's been posting videos of all these abandoned cars. And other stuff, you know, that's collapsing. Our infrastructure is collapsing. And so he's just driving around the country, and he, you know, posts stuff about it. And they're abandoning cars. There's just a lot of weird shit going on around the country. But I don't know. Oh, hush. Has any new people called? Because I've missed a number of shows. You get
no.
Any new people?
No. Except for Lorna and her, you know, usual noises.
There you go.
See?
Well, I'll try and call on Saturday. I missed the Saturday trivia and history stuff, but it's been really hectic in the real world. I called a couple of times and just listened, but mostly it's just trying to figure out things. But like I said, I'm gonna see about getting a job in retail, just a few hours, you know, on the weekend, just to get out and talk to people, you know. I mean, I've always been antisocial. I mean, for crowds. Yeah, everybody's like, well, you're so friendly. I said, you know, just because I'm friendly doesn't mean I'm social. They're not the same thing. And so I'm gonna do that. and try and interact with more people. COVID just shut everything down, and nothing's back up again. There's no water aerobics classes. I've checked. I've checked both, you know, Y's. And you could go and do laps, but there's no water aerobics. You know, and I don't like doing laps. So, you know, that sucks. So I figure if I go out and get a job, you know, I can, you know, I can socialize a little bit that way. Get to hear, listen to what people say, you know, see, you know, if there's still some sane people out there. I mean, I talk to some of them, but I also have talked to a lot of crazy people. Yeah. So do you guys have any plans for this weekend besides Lauren going down or up to harass you?
Yeah.
Bobby's going to be my shopping bitch.
You Bobby.
What are you going shopping for?
You Bobby.
Oh, just some,
you're driving.
Now you're going to bring Ralph with you, I assume.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yep. Yeah. She's not allowed here without Ralph.
Oh, my. This is sick. Where's your stick? Enough chewing on my wire. Where's your stick? Okay, damn cat chewed up my one wire. I was, like, so pissed. Now I've got to go to the store because it was a special wire, the specialty one. And now I don't know what it's called, so I have to go to the store to actually, you know, like, look at them and match it up. Ow. Don't yell at me. Yeah, So are you just going for the weekend, or are you staying longer?
No, pretty much for the weekend. Coming back Monday or Tuesday. Monday,
are
Tuesday,
taking,
around in there somewhere.
Are you taking your camera or just the car?
Until I sabotage her.
I said, you're going to take your camper, or are you going to stay in his house?
No, I'm just going to stay in their house.
Yeah, she's going to sleep with me.
Kinky,
yeah.
Kinky. I'm sure your wife will have something to say about that.
Oh, Stephanie will be in the middle.
We'll take videos.
I'm so tired. We were supposed to have a community garage sale at the church on last Saturday, but it rained. I was going to bake cookies and bread to sell, and then we were supposed to have it this Saturday, but it's going to rain again. In fact, it's starting to rain tonight, according to my weather report. It's supposed to start raining, you know, like after midnight type of thing. So that sucks. And it's supposed to start raining tomorrow morning, and it's not supposed to stop until Monday afternoon. Which sucks. Ruin all my plans.
Right.
Although one plan, and I got to help my sister move her furniture. Luckily, it's only a couple of pieces on Sunday. Here, you want to go out? All right, go down. 10 of. One of these days, I'm going to call in, and we're going to be surprised, and a lot of people are going to call in and start talking. Did you hear about that bear attack in Alaska? On some soldier?
No.
Oh.
My phone just jumped out of my hand.
You fell asleep.
No.
Well, that's okay. It's almost 10 o'clock. Bobby's going to have to end soon anyway.
Hey, did you ever, Bobby, did you ever hear of a Marine called Sergeant Major John L. Canley?
Yeah.
I was just reading on him. Wow.
Right. Very highly dedicated.
Oh, yeah. Dang, I'm tired.
Tell me about it.
I'm exhausted. Get some sleep. If you're coming here.
Huh?
You better get some sleep if you're coming here.
Yep. And get some sleep. That's why I'm drinking coffee.
You not here yet?
Yeah, on my way back, I was thinking about taking the other route through Chattanooga.
Yeah.
Not sure yet.
That's even if I let you leave here.
You might as well pull the plug on it.
Yeah, I know. I thank you all for being here tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless America, our first responders, our veterans, our military, the missing, and all y'all that tuned in tonight. Thank you. Love you. And good night.
Good night.